Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
The sexy Mexican is, and her boy toy is back.
Bitches be back.
So we're recording this right after we recorded the intro for our last episode that we don't really remember what it is. So we still have yet to edit that episode. So just know that we are not really following up on anything that we know of at this point.
We're trying to catch you guys up to the present time. Because yeah. We took a break, if you didn't notice.
We took a long-ass break, and shout out to those who reached out to us on socials to try to check in with you that we ignored, because that's what we do, apparently.
But thank you for checking on us, and we love you.
Kelly loves you. I don't. I'm kidding, I do.
Okay, but we got some new info, new stories to tell.
Well, we're getting a bit of ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
If you guys have any questions, you can email us at nakedrelationshippodcast@gmail.com. That email address will soon be changing because we have our website. Believe it.
You didn't even know the website name, do you?
It's been so long.
You can leave us questions on our new website, which he is looking up right now to find out what the fuck it is. Because he's such a good social media manager. But there is a, at the bottom, you can message us, ask us questions, give us feedback, whatever you want to send to us.
Oh, it's thenakedrelationship.com. Fuck, I'm stupid.
Okay. Sometimes. Thenakedrelationship.com.
And you can even see some of Kelly's boobs.
And I'm running our Instagram.
Which makes one of us.
So, I will be posting a little bit more. Maybe even we'll show our faces this year.
I would like to. I actually just had that thought.
Yeah.
I'm game.
You can see how we look like.
Yes. My beautiful Mexican.
But, I don't know. We still have to decide because, you know, I work in healthcare and I don't want to lose my license and shit.
No, yeah, so. there's that aspect, too. But, on the bright side, if you go to our website, you can click a link and get up to three months free for Double Date Nation. Which is kind of like SLS and Cassidy, but newer. And they have a really good, clean UI. But follow us on social media at TNR Podcasts. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We don't have a Snapchat. We have a dirty Snapchat. And we have Kelly's premium Snapchat. But we don't have a podcast Snapchat.
Yeah. But follow us on our other stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Ready for the...
Are we just diving right into this shit?
Yeah, we're just going to dive right in.
Someone's like really motivated to do this podcast. And it's 11:17 on a Sunday night, and yeah, I have to be up in 8 hours.
We were in the middle of trying to get it on.
But you know what? Yeah, I was trying hard. I was like, you started the making out, and then I got like a huge boner. And you're like, hey, let's do a podcast. And I'm like, right now? Let's make love first. And you're like, no.
You guys are more important. But no, I just really wanted to tell our stories. Maybe it'll help some of you guys out.
I like storytelling. Yeah. You're telling a fib. No, kidding.
Okay, so what started this? So go back to, July 2019.
I got, really anxious about where our relationship was. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like, you know, I don't know what was going on. I just kind of felt like it was going negative. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And go in the opposite direction that we were heading in.
That we wanted to head in.
Yeah.
And, I don't know if that was, a communication thing. I don't know.
Maybe you weren't voicing what you felt like. That might have also been an issue. I don't know.
Look at her throwing shade.
Yeah, I wasn't throwing shade.
We haven't really talked about this part. Some of the stories we're about to tell you, we haven't talked about since we were in the moment.
Yeah. So, okay.
Which might be a bad thing.
No, it's therapeutic, okay?
Oh, no. I'm saying, this is the first time.
Yeah, this is the first time us reliving it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, little Kelly had a play date, and we have a rule that we can play with people, close to our cities, but it has to be at, an hour distance to and from.
And there's, a decently sized city, an hour 15 away. And I'm okay with that being... and an exception.
Yeah, it's a pretty close poppin' city.
But Kelly met a not-so-naughty professor.
So, this guy, he was, in his early 30s. he looked pretty attractive because obviously I wanted to hang out with him. And he was a professor at a local community college and also worked part-time at this, like, huge house.
You say it right. Donald Trump says huge. You gotta say huge.
Huge house.
Thank you.
And on this house, they have, like, a winery and, like, gardens. Like, you can go and tour it and, like, do all these other, like, activities around it. He also worked part-time there. And so we agreed to meet up and have, like, coffee and, like...
It's coffee.
Coffee. And then maybe, like, do the Jew. I was assuming. So I drive the 45-minute drive there and get to his place, which... The ride there was, like, honestly pretty awesome because, like, it was a bunch of mountains, a lot of greenery. I liked it. But got there, he lived in I want to say apartment. Like, his sister lived on one side. His mom lived on the other. He was on a bottom floor. Like, they weren't connected, but his family lived on the same property. And rent was stupid cheap, so I understood him. Like, $500 a month.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, so I go in there, I meet him. He was like, hey, let's go grab some coffee. I was like, well, let's take my car, since I already drove and we can, like... His car was tiny. It was like a little Toyota Yaris.
I know exactly. Okay. So, full disclosure, I went to Atlanta to see the Atlanta United play Montreal.
Oh, you remember now.
Yeah. Okay. And I was with a buddy, and that was the night I told him we're swingers.
You told him?
Yeah, Vince, yeah.
He knows?
He knows.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, he knows. Oh, shit. Well, because, like, he asked me later on in the night what was bothering me, and I told him.
Mm-hmm. Was he okay with it?
It's Vince. He doesn't give a goddamn. Anyway, he just wants us to be happy as friends. Anyway.
Okay.
Plus, he'll never hear this podcast. Anyway, so, yeah, okay. So, I was in Atlanta, and you were in that other city. And, yeah, okay. So, I wasn't home. Mm-hmm. But, essentially, correct me if I'm wrong, you basically spent, like, the entire day there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, okay, now I'm remembering.
Okay, so, I didn't plan on actually spending the entire day there.
But the conversation was too good.
Okay, so we go and get coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. And it was actually really good coffee. Like, this city is, like, super
artsy-fartsy.
Artsy-fartsy.
Wannabe Portland, Oregon?
Yes. And it's actually, like, has some really great stores, some really good food, some really good breweries. So we were just, like, and he knows this city. Like, he's lived there his entire life. So he knows it, like, the back of his hand. So we grabbed coffee. We were talking and having, like, really... I thought it was interesting intellectual conversation. And I guess, like, we were too focused on the conversation to, like, get, like, right to the sex. Like, I felt like I got this vibe from, like, this guy needs a little bit more than just, like, meet someone and sleep with them. Like, he was a little bit more refined than me, who was, like,
excuse the hell
young
out of me.
Sex
I
hellcat.
Apologize.
You the way you are, okay?
Really?
Yes. Anyways.
I lost 10 pounds and you hate the look of me now.
Shut up. So, so we were talking and we would go, we got some food because I stated that I was, like, hungry because I hadn't eaten that day. Oh, I also, like, got off work that previous night and, like, I was going on no sleep, little food.
I don't know. I think that's the next time you hang out with him.
Oh, I hung out with him more than once?
Yeah, because remember me and Tom had to come get you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, first time. And, okay, so we go get food. We got some sushi. He takes me to a bar. We get some, like, alcohol. And, like, at this point, I'm, like, kind of waiting for him to kind of get a little bit more comfortable with me and, like, take me back to his place. And we do. We eventually do. This is, like, after hours of us, like, talking.
And keep in mind, like, our entire, like, playing alone life at that point had primarily been, I might meet them for coffee, and then,
we do the Jew.
Maybe do the Jew. Maybe wait to do the Jew until next time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all in total, that was probably at most 2 hours. At most.
Yeah.
And so, here we are, like, I'm at a game. I can't really, like, focus on the game because, like, I'm waiting on you to tell me you're okay and all this other stuff. And you're, like, kind of non-responsive.
Yeah, because I was focused on, like, I was focused on being present.
Right, and this is for hours, right? Yes. So every now and then I'd get a text.
Yeah.
Like, maybe every 2 to 3, when normally it would be, like, every 45 minutes to an hour, you would check in. Yeah. So
we get back to his apartment, and, like, I can tell he's kind of being a little shy and reserved. So we're sitting on his couch, and, like, I finally had to make the first move to, like, kiss him.
I wish you would do that with me more often.
Shut up, I do.
Not all the time.
Okay,
it's super rare.
I will try to make more moves. Anyways, back to the story. It's like a unicorn. Back to the story.
Sorry.
So I make the first move, and, like, I kiss him. And immediately, we are not kiss compatible. So it's very awkward. He's, like, honestly, like a dead fish. Okay.
Oh, you ever seen those episodes of Cut where they do, like, the, like, on the fear pong or whatever, and you have to, like, make out with your partner, but one of you can't move your lips?
God, that's awful.
Yeah.
So, make out with him. And he said I used too much, like, I lip bite too much, and that wasn't his thing. And I kind of felt offended, not gonna lie. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll try to be more gentle. It's just what I'm used to, what I've done my whole life, and it's worked up until this point, so...
That's why we went back to my place and fucked the first night.
Exactly. So, I get back in the car, leave, drive home, I call you.
And by this time, like, I'm already home from the game, and we live 2 to 3 hours away from Atlanta. I'm already home. And you are just now getting in the car. Like, I'm not saying this to be, like, bitchy, you fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just reliving.
Yeah.
Like, you're triggering these memories as you're telling the story.
Yeah, okay. So, get back home, and obviously Adam is a little upset because I spent basically my entire day with this guy. Did not fuck. And we maybe made out for, like, less than 5 minutes. So, I guess it's now your turn to tell what you were feeling at that time. And I told you what happened. I told you that what led to the next event, like, occurring. Like, we went coffee, we talked, got food, talked, got beers, and talked. And I guess I actually kind of liked having someone to talk to that
I... Right, which this sparked, like, the discovery of, hey, I actually think that this might be, like, a need of mine.
Yeah.
You know, to have this this type of intellectual conversation in a potential sexual partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Because, like, we have intellectual conversations, however, like, what you give a fuck about, or, like, what I give a fuck about, you don't give a goddamn about.
Sports.
Technology.
Sports.
Technology.
And more fucking sports.
And John Bellion's beautiful, wonderful music.
Okay, and, like, Adam and I can have intelligent conversations, but I wanted intelligent conversations about things I actually cared about. And I honestly forgot what we talked about, but, like, it was stimulating enough for me to want to hang out with him again.
It was religion. No, I'm kidding. Well, so that sparked the discovery for the need, and, like, I really didn't want you to go up there again, but I knew that, like, you needed to discover this for yourself and figure out what was the need here. Like, if it was a need, if it was just a desire, whatever, how important it was, you just needed to go up there and figure that out. So you decided to hang out with him another time.
Yeah, so...
And you drove by where I worked first to check in with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was super fucking on edge the whole fucking time. And this was probably, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Probably. No factual evidence to support that claim. And so you go up there and... Long story short, you are, like, you get really, really exhausted.
Yeah, because, like, I get there, and, like, the first, like, hour or two, we just spent talking. And that was fun for me, honestly.
Well, sure.
But I was kind of waiting for him to, like, broach
so
the sex part.
I said long story short, so let me say the long story short, right. And then you go into the long story long.
Okay.
And so you get there, you... you end up, like, getting really just too tired to drive back. And this is after 4, 5, 6 hours of being there. Mm-hmm. And so I get off work at 6 o'clock, and you're still not home. I don't even remember that if you left yet at that point. But I do know that you got about 20 minutes away from his house, mm-hmm. and you fell asleep at a gas station that we typically stop at when we're coming back that way. And so I got a little nervous for you because that gas station is kind of sketch.
Yeah.
It's
not kind of, it's like major so, sketch.
So I got my buddy Tom, and I said, "Hey, Tom, can you go with me to pick up my fiance? She had a play date that didn't really go over too well, and I don't really trust her to drive home. Would you mind?" And
he's like, "I'm DTF, man."
So we ended up, we went over there, and we picked her up. And so, yeah, so that's long story short.
Let me tell you the long, long story, which is not really that long. Get there, and honestly, we just talk, and this is, like, I'm going into his, like, personal space. So, I went to his apartment, kind of talked, and, like, we were having good conversation, but, like, inside my head, I was still thinking, like, so, when are you going to broach the subject of sex?
When are you
going to
take my pants off?
Exactly. And at this point, I think I did not sleep because I worked the previous night.
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Yeah, and we have since changed rules about these types of things. And we'll tell you mm-hmm. about this later. But still, had not slept, was exhausted, and, like, we did make out a little bit, and he did tell me that, like, one of the reasons he doesn't broach sex or come off too strong is because he's had, like, 2 serious relationships where these girls had been, like, molested or raped, and he doesn't, like to trigger those emotions for them, so he waits for them to make the first move. And I took this as, like, I needed to make the first move, so I did, and he still wasn't receptive, and I took that as maybe he didn't like me, so I left. I left, have not talked to him since, but I left.
I mean, this was after 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah. So I was a little pissed I didn't get any, and I was also exhausted. So I drove for a little bit, and, like, I realized, like, I cannot make this without, like, shutting my eyes while driving. So I stopped at this gas station, and I honestly went to bed. Like, I passed out. I don't know if I messaged you and let you know, but I was asleep. And the next thing I knew, Adam and his friend were there to pick me up. I love you.
I love you, too. Let's not put ourselves in that situation
yeah,
again.
Yeah, never again.
Well, that almost happened the other day.
Okay, let's...
But yeah, so all of that kind of made, like, that, and I'm sure there's, like, other factors that really just required us to take a break. I mean, one of them was our therapist suggesting we take a break every mm-hmm. now and then.
Yeah.
Which I think is a beautiful, wonderful idea.
For our situation, for our relationship.
Yeah, because, like, you know, probably, so initially, like, our break was only intended to be through the end of August, and so in September we were planning on coming back into the lifestyle and having sex with other people, making friends, making, you know, memories. And so, but September comes around and we're, you know, I think I was ready and you were like, no, let's not.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, it took until, like, mid-September for me to not think about the lifestyle every day. Which I don't like, because it really just kind of took over our lives, like, our relationship, my, you know, everyday thoughts, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just very, very consuming, and some of that, you know, you could probably say is self-control, but, you know, we were both just really head over heels excited for this, for this lifestyle, and so that was... That also played a large role in our caution with coming back into the lifestyle, was because I didn't want it to be all-consuming again.
Yeah, but our break lasted a couple months, and we took those months to, like, focus on our relationship, mm-hmm. and then when we even considered about coming back, we took time to, mm-hmm. like, think of our rules and our boundaries and what it could look like when we did go back if we wanted to. So far, I feel like it's gone pretty good.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, there's still things that we're learning. Yeah. Still.
We're still learning and growing.
And I feel like that's part of the lifestyle. From what I hear from other people in the lifestyle, whether that's podcasters or people that we meet, you know, I think that it's, you're always learning something, whether that's, I mean, fuck, you could, well, shit, you learned the other night that you like, people to be eating cough drops while they're going down on you.
Yeah. No, but, like, during our break, Adam did try to, like, venture out and, like, have sex with a guy, and that's when we realized we weren't ready to come back, almost.
Yeah, and took a step back. And to be fair, I had sex with a guy, and all of this was, like, consensual with Kelly, of course. It was October, and halfway through, you know, the sex with this guy, I realize, like, I look him in the eyes, and I'm like, I'm not attracted to this guy. Why the fuck am I doing this? And so, like, overall, it was just a bad experience. Not on his part. It was just more of me making some realizations. And so, because of that, I started to question if I really was bisexual. And, you know, since then, I've learned that I am. I really do enjoy a penis. But, you know, it was hard. Like, for probably the next month and a half, 2 months, I didn't want to watch any sort of bisexual porn or gay porn or even think about guys or anything like that. And I was just being kind of harsh on myself, really, if you think about it. But, mm-hmm. But no, I very much enjoy a penis. And
so do I.
I wish we could share one sometime, eh?
We're working on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's our little spiel on our break and what caused it. But bitches, be back, okay? So we got some good stories to tell, and I hope you forgive us for going ghost on you guys.
Forgive us of our sins. But at the same time, we love you guys. But our relationship always will come first.
That's how it should be.
That's how it should be, you know? You know, I think that we do need to, you know, instead of just going ghost, maybe put a social media post up or something that says, hey, we're taking a break.
Also, we did let the people know that we kind of wanted to continue fucking later on from our break. Like, we gave them, like, a little spiel on what was going on.
We told the people that we were fucking.
But not you guys. We did tell you guys. Oh, God. But, yeah, we did let them know, and that kind of helped us. And
one of which I have a play date with on Thursday.
Yeah, so
I think it's Thursday. Maybe Friday. Who the fuck knows?
It's going good, though.
Yeah. So.
All right, guys, but we're back. We have some new episodes coming out.
And we have two more to record before I can go to bed.
Yeah, so you're going to get your earful here in the next month or so.
And these will not be released in consecutive nights, but consecutive weeks is the goal.
Okay. All right. Love you guys.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.